yes, the classic snare drum fill. That is my cue. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Dave Gibson here, and all the best stuff from this morning just for you. Free of charge, as is our normal radio broadcast. Aren't we swell? Well, that's highly debatable, but let's launch into what you can expect for this Tuesday, September 18th. Today, we talk the return of Christ himself. That is, if you're an Eagles fan. Alexa is now heading straight for your appliances at home. We hit the phones to hear your spousal surprises, those things you didn't know about your significant other until you moved in with them. And we previewed the next big MGK event. In fact, so big, it's part of the title. The Big Bad Bonfire is approaching on October 13th, and John shared some info on that. And comedian Jay Moore returned to the show. Hadn't talked to him for quite some time. And he's been up to quite a bunch of different things, not just in the comedy world, but in the nudist world as well. Yes, we were shocked to hear that, and curious, but not that curious. We asked him about it. We didn't go studying that work exactly. Well, listen yourself. You can hear all this nonsense. I don't know why I'm prattling on. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
It just dawned on me, there's no nice way of putting this. This band has more dead guys in it than alive.
It does.
75 degrees outside. Showers and thunderstorms today. Some are going to be heavy at times. We had one just bust out a little while ago. It was pretty heavy duty, but that's going to happen all day long. But don't worry about it. Once we get through today, we're talking sunshine through Saturday.
Good.
Maybe some rain on Sunday when we're all inside watching the Eagles, so who cares?
That's fine.
All
yes.
Right, but
80, yes.
82 expected high.
He's
75
back.
Right now.
He's
yeah,
back.
He's back.
Right.
He's back. He's rusty and everything wet. I'm not confident.
Oh, here we go.
John.
I'm not confident with that.
Go to commercials.
Okay. Well, you're not going to tell me to shut up
I'm
today?
I'm not going to talk to you about it.
The John DiBella Podcast. John DiBella.
Let me ask you a question about an AI question. How often do you talk to Siri?
Never.
Rarely, if ever.
Okay, and then Alexa, we've got an Alexa unit in. Sorry for those of you who just had your units go off because I said Alexa, right? But and that's the wildest thing. If we have a conversation about it, that's when it turns on in our office.
Yeah,
she wants to know what do you want, and then the bitch is always.
It's
listening.
Creepy. I forget.
Always
she's there.
Eavesdropping.
Yep.
Right?
Never gives us any correct info when we're having our conversations.
Right. Right, exactly.
Just random.
Right. Anyway. It could be that all of this AI stuff could be the future that is coming toward us each and every second. According to a new story, right, Amazon is planning to introduce at least 8 new Alexa-powered devices this year.
Okay.
All right. So, and you know they're going to start announcing these in time for Christmas.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Right. They're talking about subwoofers, receivers, car gadgets. You know.
Talking subwoofer. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Right.
Merry Christmas. Right.
Well, some of them are controlled by the Amazon unit itself, right?
Okay.
You know, and some of them are controlled by themselves. Like
gotcha.
you can get an AI refrigerator or an AI microwave. That's one of the things they're doing. They're doing an AI microwave.
How lazy are we nowadays?
I know, exactly. Exactly. And you're just sitting there in the kitchen, you go,
hey, Alexa, please microwave that bean and cheese burrito.
No, you should not be eating that, you fatty. You are a fat man.
Hey,
the Alexa blender.
Alexa, can you please mix up this milkshake?
No, you need to blend up some vegetables and drink that because you are fat. So very fat.
Oh, come on.
New Alexa appliances.
Hey, Alexa, can you please...
A fat guy says what?
What?
Ha 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 ha. Exactly.
Coming soon.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of days, this coming Thursday, not only is it the first day of fall, but it's the first testing of the presidential alert system. You know about this?
I do.
All right. Everybody.
Getting text, right?
Well, yeah. Everybody in America on Thursday is getting a text from the president. All right. And basically, it's a system that got set up in 2015, intended to be a way to alert the nation to natural disasters, terrorist attacks, you know, any sort of threat to public safety. So please take the political out of this. It's a test for everybody who lives in the country, not just Trump supporters. Okay.
Now, when you get alerts like the Amber Alert and flash flood alerts, we're able to like turn them off because they get sent at 2:30 in the morning.
This gets sent as a text.
Okay.
So you're going to get this. You're going to get a text from the president on Thursday.
Not the nuke alarm's going to go off on the phone.
Not at all. Cindy, what do you got happening on the roadways?
We've got some jam traffic on the Blue Route northbound from approaching the Schuylkill through north of Conshohocken. An accident there has got the left lane blocked. Southbound 476 is slow from Route 1 to Media Swarthmore. There's detouring around an accident in Bucks County. Bristol Road closed between Valley Road and Guinea Lane. The Schuylkill Expressway.
And where?
Guinea Lane.
Wow. Really?
Wow. That's offensive.
You're really sure it's not Guiana?
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
It looks like guinea pig to me. Anyway.
Wow.
We've got slowing on the Schuylkill in the usual spots. I
heard the pasta there. It's great.
Yeah. It's right by Wap Boulevard.
All right. This traffic update sponsored by Malvern School. I just gave up. The Malvern School celebrates memorable moments in a child's life every day. That's the Malvern way. Now enrolling for fall for children 6 weeks to 8 years old. Schedule a tour at malvernschool.com.
So I'm online yesterday. I'm looking around for, you know, wacky things to talk about. And I come across this story, and it really piqued my interest. Cindy, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn anything about Randy that you did not know once you started living together? I mean, like habits, stuff that he did. You had no clue he was the person who did that.
Well, he really doesn't do anything too weird, but he, we have a, this is a bone of contention, is that the right expression, where he always uses a dirty dish rag to clean everything, like the sink, the countertops.
That's a guy move.
And it's like I've read him things about how dish rags are contaminated with more bacteria than a toilet seat. Doesn't matter. So.
No, all right.
That's a true guy.
Anybody
move.
Else? Anybody else?
Yeah, I found out that my wife, when she takes her pajamas off and stuffs them under her pillow,
right,
for use the next day.
Does she make the bed?
No.
Well, so
why doesn't you just toss it on
the bed? I don't know.
It's
I
an
called
extra
her,
step.
Like, leave it on the bed.
Right. Well, she does now.
She's
I called
pajama,
her out on it.
Pajama fairy.
She did find out something about me, though. She found out my toilet use of how I like to, at home, sit on the bowl.
Yeah.
Not the,
Oh my God. Well, this article I found, one guy says, his name is Corey. He's 32, lives in Fort Lauderdale. He said, my wife refuses to poop with the door closed.
No. Deal breaker. Right.
And she refuses to use the fan. If I turn it on, she shrieks.
Double deal breaker. I'm out.
So am I.
Sorry.
Just close the damn door.
For me, I have one with Lauren, and it's really not a deal breaker. She just leaves snack bags open constantly.
Puts them back in the cabinet?
Yeah. She'll put them back in the cabinet. She'll take that step. Just won't roll up the bag. Stale snacks everywhere.
What about those clips?
I try to put those on, but always me. In the morning, I go down, get my snacks for the day. There it is, a windsock. Oh, no, that's my snack bag.
You got one?
Until I married Lisa, I never knew she had this thing, right, which is she cannot leave the house. She cannot enter the house through any doorway other than the one she exited from.
What?
So if she goes out the front door, she has to come in the front door. She goes out the back door, she has to come in the back door.
That is insane.
One day, and when I realized how insane this was, she had to get something from the garage, and I was in the front of the house, and the garage is in the back of the house. She came out the garage, came around, got in the car. When we came home, she walked around to the back of the house in the dark, right, in through the garage.
I'm hearing Benny Hill music.
That's like severe OCD. That's wild.
So what did you learn about your significant other when you started living together? What kind of weird things? Like this one woman says, my husband Paul doesn't screw the cap back on anything.
Doesn't matter
what it is. Toothpaste, olive oil, doesn't matter. If it has a cap, he doesn't screw it back on.
I know someone whose wife will open a cabinet And leave it open.
Get
the stuff out she needs, and then she's gone. And leaves
dangerous.
It open constantly.
I bet you Harry Mays is laughing at that. So 215-263-WMGK, what is it for you, that weird thing that the spouse does? We opened up the phone lines, or we're trying to open up the phone lines, and never here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, to anyone who finds themselves in this same situation. I read an article yesterday about things that couples discovered about each other after they started living together, and we all have ours. All right, there's this one. This woman, Michelle, actually says it's kind of nice thing about her husband. He's a minimalist. He taught me that life should be about experiences and not stuff.
Okay.
He's just cheap.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a minimalist.
I was holding out for Dave's reaction on that. All right. I love this guy who cramps a single tissue in his fist and sleeps with it all night long like a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
That's weird.
Right? I found out my wife was a drug addict.
Oh.
This is Larry in Los Angeles. Said, I found out my wife was a drug addict. She steals the mom's pills and pops them.
Oh,
all right? So, I don't know. Maybe you found out something. Maybe there was some sort of surprise, whether you just started living together or you were married and just started living together, whatever it might be, we're curious as to what it is. My wife has that superstition about she has to, enter through the door she exited from, and Steve's wife hides the pajamas under the doesn't so make weird. The bed
under the pillow
doesn't make the bed hides them under the pillow. You wouldn't want anybody to know you wore pajamas.
She's the PJ fairy. Yeah. And my wife leaves snack bags constantly open.
So what is it for you? Give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Things that couples discovered after they started living together. You're dating for the longest time. You don't know all their habits. And people said, I read this article yesterday of people. Here's a woman. Listen to this, right? This is a question that should have been asked long before marriage, right? I found out after we got married, my husband didn't want kids.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's on you.
Yeah, that's on you.
You got to cover that.
I'm sorry, right? Then Stacy, who lives in Fort Lauderdale, he's super anal about cleaning the apartment. Are you complaining? Right. And then Paul, she doesn't screw the cap back on anything. I'd like to get some women in on this. 215-263-WMGK. We've got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am just fine. So tell me about the thing you discovered after living with, is it your wife, your girlfriend? Where are you?
It's my wife of 36 years. And when she makes the bed, she actually brings a ruler in with her to make sure that at the top of the bed where you bring the covers up, that it's even all the way across the bed.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is as OCD as someone could ever possibly get.
And I said to her, what are you doing? And she said, I'm making the bed. I'm like, but you got a ruler. And she said, yeah, I make sure that it's even all the way across. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's not a picture frame.
I mean, what do you say to something like that?
That's why Cheap Trick warned us. This is one of the things that the Dream Police come and check. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
What did you find out about your significant other once you started living together?
She leaves the drawers open as she cooks, and I walk into them all the time. I always got to close them up.
Yeah.
She leaves snacks open all the time also, and she also leaves, like, a couple of crumbs in the snack bag. It's like, finish it off, throw it away, you know what I mean? She also has a sister who has the same thing that John has, where she has to enter and exit through the same door.
My wife claims it's her superstition.
Yeah, that's what she says, too.
Nothing bad has happened to us when she doesn't do it. Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hey, George.
Good morning, John. I don't know if this is, like anything that's not natural, but she doesn't practice what she preaches. She went up to Canada and stayed with a French family for a couple of days, and she always tells me, oh, they just left crumbs on the table overnight. They never clean the crumbs off. I come down in the morning after she's made sandwiches for my son. There's crumbs all over the table.
Hey, James.
Good morning. How are you?
So what did you find out about your significant other once you started living together?
No matter if it's the car, the TV, it has to be even numbers on the volume. So sometimes I'll put on odd numbers and she freaks out, gets up and goes and grabs the remote and has to make sure it's on even numbers.
I'm sort of this way as well, though. My number has to be a big round number or it has to be an even number. So, excuse me, I'll put it on 20 or 22. It's never 21, 23. And 25 is okay with me also. So it's got to be in that weird range.
So you live with James?
Yeah. James is actually my wife.
Yeah. How you doing, baby?
Great, sweetie. I love you.
I'm leaving.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Jay Moore is on the phone, and I have to start by asking, where the hell have you been for the past 4 years?
Let's see, Johnny boy. Getting divorced, fighting for custody, giving the IRS $700,000 twice, going back to the program that ends in an A and has nothing to do with eating. Just getting my act together. Getting well.
All right, that works.
Wondering how screwed up I was? I went back to AA and I didn't drink.
Oh, my God.
I just needed friends.
How are the boys?
They're good boys. I was watching them the other day. Somebody came to my door. At what age does the doorbell change its meaning? Because when you were a kid, the doorbell rings, I would palm my sister's face and push her up the stairs. There would be a guy in a trench coat holding razzles, and I would just keep running towards him. Now, I think I'm 38 years old, the doorbell rings, you're like, what the hell is that? What's that noise? Who is that? Are you expecting anybody? No. You get lower in your house. You're like, ding dong, who is that? What the hell is that? You don't even know it's a doorbell. You go into the guest bedroom, you look out a window at your own front door. Who the hell is that guy? So you call your kids in. You go answer the door. See what he wants.
Now, how old are the boys now?
15 and 7. Worst age difference ever.
Yeah. The last time we spoke, the 7-year-old was into karate, and his friend had convinced him that he had gotten a rainbow belt.
Oh, my God. I almost just choked on my water. That's so funny. I forgot completely about that until you just said it. Yeah. You have a kid. Every time he's in trouble, there's that one name that he always has a caboose to his train. It's like, well, me and Tucker, me and Tyler, whatever. Every kid, this kid Jack did this. And I had to pull my son aside and go, let me tell you something. Jack sucks. He doesn't know who his dad is. He has a nanny named Genesis. You got to go through a lot of Latin American ladies before you land on a Spanish Genesis. Help. Boy, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
We're losing you.
We're losing you. We're losing you, Jay.
Well, I haven't moved, so I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I'm perfectly motionless. I'm actually laying in a casket. It's been designed by Gene Simmons. You know the difference between Colonel Parker and Gene Simmons?
What?
Colonel Parker stops screwing you after you die. What a bum. Gene Simmons ruined one of the best American bands of all time because he'd rather sell pinball machines than lighters. What a jerk.
Is there a reason why I had to yesterday morning, I get up, I come in, and I see this thing that says Jay Moore video, and I go and I click on it, and you're stark naked taking a shower outdoors.
Yeah, I like how you left out the part where it says Jay Moore full frontal nudity NSFW. Click here. And you're like, ooh, hold on, Pornhub Premium. Let me go watch this instead.
Well, hold on. I want you to know I knew that there was full frontal nudity, and I stopped the video before I got to it. There's some things about you I just don't want to know.
Considering it's the first 4 seconds of the video, I'm dubious. However...
Then that must be one small wiener, because I watched at least 30 seconds of it.
Well, it ain't big, you know, I'll tell you that. You know how small mine is? I pee on my ball sometimes. I mean, not all the time. Just at night when I go to pee, if I'm not careful, I just think in the dark, that's warm. Uh-oh. I was reading the comments under some article, which I don't recommend for anybody that shows their penis at a public forum. But the number one was, wow, he's such a daddy. He's such a daddy, I kept hearing over and over. And I was like, okay. And then the negative ones were, you know, for a short, balding 48-year-old, not bad. I'm like, short. I'm a shade under 6 foot. And all the negative comments, I wish I could just log on and write back. Yeah, but you just watched 7 minutes of my crank. Because at the end of the video, have a comment, leave it here. And you're like, no, let me watch it again. I'm not done yet. Let me ruin my carpet first. I'm finished with the Japanese ladies on Pornhub. Now, while they were covering their mouths, the Japanese ladies on Pornhub, they look like the dog in Duck Hunt in the video game.
Jay Moore, our guest.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
Oh, this Thursday is the first day of fall. Fall starts on Thursday, which means that the Big Bad Bonfire is on its way. It's going to be it's going to be the fall celebration that it is each and every year. Of course, we'll be up at Spring Mountain for they'll be doing Scream Mountain once again.
Oh, yeah.
The new MGK House Band will be performing. Middle Class will play live. We got lots of fun and games for the kiddies. Lots of beer bars, lots of food trucks, all that stuff. And this year, I've already decided what our game is going to be this year.
What you got?
Right, pumpkin cornhole.
Oh, dude.
That's a big that's a big board.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're not using huge pumpkins. We use the small pumpkins.
Oh, the baseball-size ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll use a little
bit. That makes sense. That's perfect. My idea. Yeah, yeah. I'm an idiot.
Right. Yeah, that's
imagine
right.
over there.
We need a manhole. Get a manhole on this board.
I have to make a cornhole board out of steel. You start throwing full-size pumpkins.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.